Welcome to Preliminary Meditation with Tim Miller. So let's get started in a comfortable seated position. So you can sit on a bolster or a blanket, bringing your hips a little bit higher than your knees in a cross-legged position. Or if you'd like, you can sit in a chair with a straight spine, nice and tall. Bringing your feet flat on the floor, and your hands could be naturally resting on the tops of the thighs. You can also lay down, but being aware that we don't want to fall asleep doing that, so that could be very tempting. So figure out what posture is going to work for you for today. And just take a few deep breaths here. Inhaling fully and exhaling, releasing any tension. Breathing in and out. Doing a neck roll if that feels right. And stretching out the ligaments in the eyes, maybe looking up and down, side to side. Getting yourself to the point where you can pick the position and stick with it. And we'll be steady and still and commit to about 7 minutes or so. We'll explore the preliminaries, which is a way to guide the mind and prepare the mind. Prepare the mind for the day ahead or for other meditations to explore. We'll call to mind a teacher and ask questions. All right, so let's sit up nice and tall. You can close the eyes. Sense of a rooted kind of seat here and this kind of sort of primal awareness of the pelvis, earth quality. And a kind of buoyancy in the heart space. And set an intention for your meditation right now. To realize and to know that our minds are changing, who we are is changing, even people that challenge us and the people we love, all changing. And so on some level we understand that. And when we put intention into something, we can grow something. We can grow goodness. Call to mind a teacher or a figure, a being that inspires you. Someone that embodies wisdom and goodness. It could be a relative, it could be a best friend, or your future enlightened self, perhaps. And choose. When you see them, this sense of goodness and joy looms in this moment. And you invite them to sit with you knee to knee. And there's this kind of awe around who they are, a kind of wonder, and a real kind of trust and appreciation. Call to mind an offering, a kind of gift to present this being, thanking them for their time and for their sharing of teachings. This might be a bouquet of fragrant flowers, a delicious dessert, a luxurious soft blanket. Choose something. And they acknowledge your offering and show their appreciation through their expression on their face, smiling. Call to mind something that you've done in the past day or two that maybe you could have did a little better. If you lashed out at someone, and just bringing it to mind is enough to bring about intelligent regret. But there's a kind of weight lifted. Ugh, like I got rid of that, can purify that. And burn that. Call to mind something that's going well. It could be a simple gesture of kindness with a stranger. It could be your yoga practice. Something that's going well, and rejoice. And your teacher is so proud of you. And ask your teacher to teach you, to always teach you. And of course, they say yes. Ask your teacher to stay, to always be with you. And of course, they say yes. See their image begin to reduce in size. It's about the size of a pearl, a gleaming, beautiful pearl. may lift above your head, facing in the same direction as you. And they begin to descend down the center of your body to the heart. And they arrive at your heart on the count of three. One, two, and three, at your heart. And within your heart is a whole universe for them to explore. Filled with all their favorite things, their favorite food, and any kind of comforts that they would need. And feel this sense of embodying their goodness and their wisdom. Feel that. Back to your breathing, coolness of inhale, warmth of exhalation. Take three deep breaths here before we come out of the meditation. Ready, you can softly blink the eyes open. I hope that went well for you. And think about how we can color our mind with the awareness of bringing to mind our teacher. Right. How would our teacher do this? How would our teacher act in this situation? And little by little, we start to become more like the teacher. So have fun with that. Thank you. Have a good day.